This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, Saturday was the last auction of the season for Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. Mike Hamilton has a price summary for us and a friendly reminder that they will have hay throughout the summer months if you're in need.
We had a nice supply of hay. We had 365 bales of alfalfa grass, and it was in a price range from $5 to an extreme top $11.40 per bale. We had 280 small squares of mixed grass from $5 to $6 a bale, and we ended up with 530 bales of straw from $4.10 to a top of $4.90. In the round bales, we had 105 bales. We had 40 bales of alfalfa grass mix. It was from $25 to $44. We had 65 bales of mixed grass from $25 to $47. Then we ended up with 135 3x3s, and it was mainly alfalfa in a price range from $60 to a top of $80 per bale. And I would like to mention that this will be our last sale for the season. I want to thank everybody for supporting us again this year. We'll be back on December 3rd, but if anybody needs hay throughout the summer months, we'll have hay on hand.
And if you'd like more information, you can always give Mike a call at 618-410-4293 or visit their website at hamiltonhayauction.com. The state crop report was released yesterday. According to the report, significantly cooler temperatures, with temps dipping below freezing in some areas, have kept most producers from planting until the soil warms up. But field work continues and the spring calving season has started. Statewide, the average temp was 41.1 degrees, which is 6.3 degrees below normal. Precip averaged 0.54 inches, and that's 0.17 inches below normal. There were 2.4 days suitable for field work for the week ending April 10th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated 2% short, 74% adequate, and 24% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated 3% short, 82% adequate, and 15% surplus. Corn planted was at 2% compared to the five-year average of 6%. Winter wheat headed reached 1%, and that's also behind the five-year average of 3%. Winter wheat condition was rated 1% very poor, 5% poor, 28% fair, 50% good, and 16% excellent. And now we'll take a couple minutes to check in with a farmer to see how his operation compares to the state report. I caught up with WSMI's Tim Mize yesterday, and Tim farms with his family in Macoupin County.
Our family farm is around the Bunker Hill area, about 1,200 acres, and it was, I'm the seventh generation of the farm, so we've been at it for a little while, and a lot of fun. I just purchased, along with my dad, a farm of about 100 acres just a couple miles south of our original farm. And we got that actually planted in corn last week, so we'll see how that turns out.
Great. Well, it sounds like a great operation, and we are kicking off spring and the planting season and want to start doing some weekly check-ins with farmers from around the area. So checking in with you this week, mentioned you planted corn last week, so how are things going and maybe some plans for this week once it dries out?
Yeah, I mean, last week, early in the week, our conditions down here were fantastic. We were looking at the dirt, and it was about as perfect as you could hope when you're going to be working it, so we decided to go for it, and we planted about 130 acres of corn Monday and Tuesday of last week, and it's on its way. The temperatures for this week are certainly encouraging, with them predicting a bit of a warm-up, so it should be just fine, and with it having perfect soil conditions when we put it in, we're feeling pretty good about it.
Well, sounds like you've got some good things going for you, and more planting this week, maybe if you get the chance, if it dries out and warms up.
If both of those things happen, absolutely. We got probably just short of 2 inches of rain here over the weekend, so certainly maybe by the end of the week we might be able to get into the field, but if the dirt's not working right, we're certainly not going to rush it.
And you had mentioned to me before we started talking that you do have some livestock, so tell us a little about that and how are things going with that area of the operation.
Yeah, very good. My dad has been raising Angus cattle for a number of years now, and we sell those like the feeder cattle. We sell that beef. So that's always been very popular, and we're sold out once again.
Once again, that was Tim Mize, a farmer, and he also helps cover our sporting event broadcast here at the station. And last but not least, this morning we'll check in with an ag teacher who attended the drone workshop I went to on Friday. John Davin, the ag teacher and FFA advisor for Edwardsville High School, has included UAVs in his curriculum for a couple of years now, and we discussed what information he includes and what type of a response he gets from his students. John, you've been teaching about drones and UAVs in your ag classes for a couple of years now, so kind of tell us, what classes do you talk to, if there's a couple different ones, and what some of the key things you point out are?
Yeah, so really when UAVs first started to come out, I thought it was a really neat avenue to teach the kids about and to get them excited about a future career path. So we purchased a UAV and we started teaching it in my introduction to agriculture class, learning just about uses for it, the careers, things like that. From there, we've evolved and now teaching in our agricultural mechanics class, where we also employ just talking about GPS, GIS, also talking a little bit about autonomous driving and really what is the future and how are these going to be implemented throughout the entire agricultural setting.
Do the students have the opportunity to do any hands-on operating with the drones, or is it mostly in the classroom?
They do operate it hands-on. We really spend probably a good week or so in class talking about the safety, the laws, with all the things changing on a regular basis. We spend a lot of time looking up and researching what we can and can't do with them. And then from there, we'll go outside around a couple of the big areas we have around the high school, and the kids will actually get to see some of the technology and how it works. Some of the kids will get some hands-on experience and actually steering it and flying it around some of the open lots we have around there. So, yeah, they get a lot of good background knowledge, but then they also get to see it in action.
And when you're teaching the students, do any of them have experience before coming to your class? Do you come across any that maybe come from a farm background and this is used at home, or is it mostly new to most of the students?
When we first bought it 2 years ago, I mean, most of them had never even seen one face-to-face before. So just getting it out of the box, the kids were just eyes wide open, just in awe of it. Now there's a couple of my students that have bought one for recreational reasons, but nobody really uses it on a farm yet, just because, again, with the laws and the regulations behind it. But a lot of them are very interested, not only in just the applications that you can use with it, but then also they're really excited just to see what the future may bring for these items.
At the beginning of today, it was more of a classroom setting, and one of the points that was brought up is how many jobs are opening up with this new technology. So what's the interest like from your students? Do you have students that think they would like to do something like this for a career? And also, do you explain to them all the possibilities that are available?
Yeah, we have lots of kids that are really starting to see. They're always asking me, you know, Mr. Davin, what's the next types of jobs that are going to be available? And really the technology and the data processing is where I really try to steer those kids that are looking for a career and not quite sure what to do as something that's really going to take off in the next couple years. I've had a couple former students, one of Kyle Brazzi's interns has contacted me about what they have done or what he can do with UAVs on an agricultural setting, and so even my past students are coming back and saying, hey, we've heard about this, what can we do, or how can we get into the industry? So both current students and past students have been coming back and trying to learn more and more about the technology.
Well, it sounds like it's great experiences for the students. And how do you feel going forward as we learned today there's going to be more and more technology and advancements? Sounds like this is going to be something that you're probably going to need to continue to keep in the curriculum.
I think that the curriculum is just going to drastically grow from here on out. Again, between data processing, between the technology, I think that the kids, it's going to become more of a solid part of the curriculum in more classes than just the intro ag and the ag mechanics class. It has so many different applications to it and such a wide range of areas that I just see that this is a future career for a lot of students that is not going to go anywhere for a while.
John Davin, ag teacher for Edwardsville High School. And that's all we have for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.